this may have been before your time, but do you ever remember taking corn to the mill to be ground?
We do now.
You do now?
Yes. Sure do, and it's good meal. Good makes good bread.
Where, what mill? Is that that mill up?
It's right over here, not far from us. Go down this road a piece. It's about a half a mile, I guess.
Mm-hmm. How, what would you call the amount of corn that you take at one time?
Well, I don't know about how much he carries, but he have these sacks. I don't know where they must be 100-pound sacks, so he carrying them about half full.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Do you ever hear of them? That's being referred to as a ton of corn?
A ton
uh-huh.
of corn, yes.
What's, how much is that?
Oh, that's 1,000 pounds. Uh-huh. When you put it on the trucks.
And the amount of wood that you can carry both your arms?
An arm load, an arm full.
Okay. And say if someone had a load of wood on his wagon, it wasn't a full load. You'd say that it was a...
Half or low.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear an expression like a jag of wood or a change of wood?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And say if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you might tell someone to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And you say you carry the washout to hang it on a line, you'd carry it out in a...
Laundry basket.
Okay. And what nails used to come in?
Kegs.
Okay. And... the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place. What do you call that?
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember what they were called.
Uh-huh.
The little tin things that go around. They would have three. One at the top, one in the middle, and one at the bottom.
Uh-huh. What about, do you remember those things that children used to play with his...
Rims.
Yeah. But they call them hula?
Hula hoops.
Okay. Did you ever hear that word?
That they use around the bear?
Uh-huh. No. Hear that hoop?
No, I haven't heard that.
Okay. Hoops or hoops?
No, I don't remember that word.
Okay. If you opened a bottle and then want to close it back up so the liquid wouldn't spill out, you might stick in a...
Cart.
Hmm?
Cart.
What would that be made out of?
I don't really know what that cart's made out of, but it's a hard thing. And I noticed that they were making the shoes, putting those on the shoe heels and things, and putting that
uh-huh.
cart, but I don't know what it was made from.
What about something that's similar, that's made out of glass? What would you call that?
A stopper.
Okay. And this is a musical instrument that...
Harp.
Okay, any other names?
Here, let me see. Harp and harmonica.
Okay. What about something that goes like this? That you hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it sort of clangs?
A pill? No, you won't put them in your mouth.
Do you ever call some kind of harp? Do you ever juke
a harp?
Uh-huh. What's that like now?
I've heard, but I don't know what it was like.
And the thing that you'd use to pound nails with, what do you call that?
Hammer.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, what's the long wooden piece between the horses called?
The tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, you have to, before you hitch him up, you have to back him between the